A fight is percolating over a planned solid waste project in Chugiak. Iklutna Incorporated, the Alaska Native Village Corporation there, has requested approval of the municipality of Anchorage to create a site for what the corporation is calling an inert waste monofill. But outraged neighbors are calling it a garbage dump. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Garbage is the new gold. Iklutna Inc. has plans to get into the solid waste removal business and has asked Municipality of Anchorage permission to construct a monofill station on corporation land that is within the bounds of the municipality. But neighbors Spaya and Robert Worthington say that the Native Corporation ought to build it somewhere else. They are 40-year residents of the area and point out that the proposed dump site would impact the quiet nature of their residential neighborhood.
We are shocked that they want to put this in a residential area. It is literally surrounded by parks and businesses and churches and schools and the senior citizens center and the post office and the walking trails. It is just right in the middle of all of that.
The land is located in between the old and new Glen highways. Iklutna has filed a master plan with the Muni's Community Development Department for 68 acres. 17 of them would be used for the monofill project. Erica McConnell, who handles current planning for the Muni's Planning Department, says Iklutna's plan states the site is full of gullies that would be ideal containers for the waste. Not so, say the Worthingtons.
We drove back there where they want to fill what they call gullies, and they're actually very beautiful natural ravines that are covered with beautiful trees and sloping hillsides. And the materials that they want to put there, apparently they've had a problem with those in the municipal landfill. It's messed up their leach fields, so they need to find somewhere else to put them.
And mess up leach fields elsewhere.
That's how we see it.
McConnell says the type of fill would be debris from demolished buildings, what's left after toxic materials and recyclables have been removed. That's about 25% of the rubble left after demolition.
As their application describes it, an inert waste monofill would take construction debris, anything that can't be recycled. So wood, plastic, foam. It would not include any household garbage, any liquids, or any type of putrescible waste.
McConnell says the plan would allow Iklutna to haul in fill for 30 years, then convert the property for other uses. McConnell says Iklutna's master plan contains a request for a conditional use permit for the monofill project.
And they are required to get master plan approval from a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission and an approval from the Municipal Assembly, and then they would also need a conditional use approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission for the monofill project. They are still in the process, and no approvals from either the Planning Commission or the Assembly have been granted yet.
A public hearing is set for August 12th on the conditional use permit that would allow the site to be used for fill. Planning Commission public comment on the master plan itself is closed, although a second public hearing before the Anchorage Assembly is scheduled for next month. I'm Ellen Lockyer.